Welcome back to the Always Mission Iomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and I know that yesterday I said that we'd continue the fourth parak of Maseches Krisos with Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet, but it turns out that the fourth parak only has three Mishnayos. So today what we're going to do is Mishnah Gimel, finishing the fourth parak, and then we'll learn the first Mishnah in the fifth parak. So, Parak Dalet, Mishnah Gimel says, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri v Rabbi Shimon Omrim. So Rabbi Shimon Shizuri and Rabbi Shimon both say, Lo nechoku al davar shehu mishum shem echad, shehu chayev. Our previous speakers in the Mishnah do not disagree when something has the same name that the person who's in doubt is liable to bring a sacrifice. V'yalma nechoku, what do they differ about? Al davar shehu mishum shnei shemos, when things have two different names. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatas. In such a case, Rabbi Eliezer would require the person to bring a sin offering because he definitely did a sin, even though he doesn't know which one. Rabbi Yeshua poter, and Rabbi Yeshua would not require him to bring a sin offering in that circumstance. Let's skip over to the Bart Neuro and then continue with the Mishnah. So mishum shem echad, things that have the same name, could go in shtei nashim nidos imo babayas v'shagag ba'achas mehen. So for example, he has two wives and they're both having their period and they're both in the house with him and he has relations with one of them and he doesn't know which one. He knows he had relations with a nida and therefore he has to bring a chatas according to that. So they agree shehu chayev, that he has to bring a Chatas, shahare yada bama chata, because he knows what sin he did. What they differ on is al davar shehu mishum shnei shemos, when things have two different names, could go in safek katsar, safek tachan. So, for example, he knows he did a malacha on Shabbos. He knows he did some form of labor, but he doesn't know if he reaped or if he ground flour. So, he doesn't know what malacha he did. There's the difference of opinion as to whether or not he has to bring a sacrifice. Continuing in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Afilo niskavin lalake te'enim v'liket anavim." Even if he intended to pick figs, but he accidentally picked grapes, anavim v'liket te'enim, or vice versa, he intended to pick grapes, but he accidentally picked figs. Shacharos v'liket levanos, or let's say he wanted to pick black grapes, but he accidentally picked white grapes. Levanos v'liket shacharos, or the opposite, he intended to pick the white ones, and he accidentally picked the black ones. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatas. In such a case, Rabbi Eliezer would require him to bring a sin offering, because he intended to pick, and he picked. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua poter, exempts him, does not require him to bring a sin offering in this circumstance. Let's look in the Bart Neuro again, and then we'll return to the Mishnah. Afilo niskavin lake to anim v'liket anavim. He intended to pick figs, but he picked grapes. B'gemara mefarish milsei de Rabbi Yehuda. B'miskavin lake to anim tchila v'achar chach anavim. So the Gemara explains this opinion, this reading of Rabbi Yehuda, that he intended to first pick the figs and then to pick the grapes. V'halcha yado al ha'achronim v'liket anavim t'chila v'akachach te'enim. And he accidentally ended up doing it the opposite way. So he picked the grapes first and afterwards the figs. V'chenim haya miskavin l'laket shcharos v'akachach levenos. Similarly, if he wanted to pick the black ones first, followed by the white ones, unehevech hadavar v'liket levenos t'chila v'akachach shcharos. And again, he reversed it so that he ended up picking the white ones before the black ones. So in such a case, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatas, Rabbi Eliezer requires him to bring a sin offering. D'hoyol u'lishneihem niskaven, since he intended to do both of them, lo ilchaslan b'muktam u'muchar. It doesn't make any difference to us in what order he did them. He intended to do two things, and he did two things. We don't care that he wanted to do one first and the other one second. Rabbi Yeshua poter, but Rabbi Yeshua does not require him to bring a sacrifice in this case. Ha'il u'bishas likita kol echad ve'echad lo lezen iskaven. Because at the time when he was performing the act of picking them, it wasn't what he was intending to do. So havilei kimisasek u'poter. So that's like somebody who accidentally does the wrong thing, he's doing something unintentionally, and he's exempt. Let's finish off the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Tamea ani im yiftar ba Rabbi Yeshua. He says, I wonder if Rabbi Yeshua would exempt him in such a case. And the Mishnah answers, Im kain, if he would, lama nemar asher chataba. Why would the Mishnah say that he sinned? Prat l'masasek. So it's coming, according to this opinion, to exempt one who accidentally does something he's not intending to do. and just skipping to the very end of the Bartnuro, the halacha Rabbi Yeshua, ukamosha pirush lemilsei Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua as the situation is described by Rabbi Yehuda. Let us now continue immediately in Perek Hey, the first Mishnah. Dam shchita bebehema b'chaya uba'ofos. The blood of slaughtering, when you shech the neck of both domesticated animals, wild animals, and birds. Bein tamein, bein taharim, whether they are kosher or non-kosher animals. Dam nechira, blood from stabbing. Dam ikur, blood from tearing. Dam hakaza shehanefesh yotza bo, blood of bloodletting when the animal dies from it. Chayavim alav. For all of these, one would be chayav. Now, one's not allowed to drink blood, but only certain types of blood have a chiyuv kares, that one would get kares, he'd be spiritually excised if he drank it. So for these types of blood, one would get kares, and therefore, if he did it unintentionally, he would have to bring a sin offering. Dam hatchul, blood of the spleen. Dam halev, blood of the heart. Dam beitzim, the blood of eggs, and this could either mean literal eggs or it could mean the testicles. Dam dagim, blood of fish. Dam chagavim, blood of locusts. Dam hatamtsis, the blood that comes after the initial spurt of lifeblood. Ein chayavin aleihen, one would not be required to bring a sacrifice if he ate these types of blood. Now again, that doesn't mean that it's permitted to do so, just that this type of blood is not chayav kares, and therefore one would not bring a sin offering if he ate it. And Rabbi Yehuda machayev v'dam hatamtsis. But Rabbi Yehuda does obligate one to bring a sin offering if he ate the blood that comes after the lifeblood. Let's look in the Bartnuro and get some insights into this Mishnah. V'ezahu dam shahad nefesh yotzeba, talking about the blood of a bloodletting through which the life escapes. Kol zman shehu mekalach dahainu hamtsoi. So that's the blood that spurts forcefully, which is the middle blood. Yotzer rishon shibetchilas ha'akaza. So this excludes the first blood at the beginning of the bloodletting. Va'achron la'achar shakala hadam v'nisma'ait. And the blood after, where the flow reduces in intensity. So if one is letting blood from an animal and it goes awry, the initial blood is not coming out so forcefully. Then it comes out forcefully, and then it tapers off. So that middle blood that's coming out forcefully through which the soul escapes, that's the blood for which one would get kares if he ate it, and therefore would have to bring a sin offering if he did so unintentionally. So for all of these aforementioned things, chayef alav, he would be obligated for them. Im achol mimenu kazayas chayef kares. If one eats a kazayas, an olive-sized portion of any of this type of blood, he would be liable for kares. Now the Mishnah continues. Dam halev, so listing the things for which one would not get kares, it says the blood of the heart. Dam shenivla bebasar halev. We're not talking about the blood that collects in the heart. We're talking about the blood that's absorbed into the flesh of the heart. V'havi kashar dam ha'evarim shehu b'lav. And that's like the blood in any other limb, which is a negative commandment. V'ein chayavim alav kares, and one would not get kares for eating such a thing. Skipping a bit, dam beitzim, the blood of eggs. So some say that this is the blood of the testicles in male cattle and sheep and flocks, etc. V'li nira, but the partner says it seems to me, dam hanimsa bebeitzas tarnagolos, that is talking about the blood that's found in regular chicken eggs. Skipping a bit more, ein chayavim alav kares, for these types of blood, one would not get kares. She'ein kares ele b'dam ha'nefesh, because kares is only for lifeblood. Dichsiv, because the Torah says, ki nefesh kol basar damohu. It says that the blood is the life of all living things. Ko ochlo yikares, and anyone who eats it shall be cut off. Upsak halacha, and the final analysis, the law is, v'dam hatchul v'halev v'haklayos v'dam hatamtsis hare elu b'azhara v'kol dam lo sochlu v'lokin aleihem v'ein behem mishum kares. So the blood of the heart and the spleen and the blood that comes after the initial blood, all those things we said, those are included in the warning not to eat blood, but they are not liable for kares. V'dam ha'nimsa bebeitzim asur medivrei sofrim, and the blood that's in eggs, that's prohibited derabanan, rabbinically. V'dam shrotzim im achel mimenu kazayas, and the blood of creepy crawly things, if he eats a kazayas worth of it, loke mishum ochel sheretz v'lo mishum ochel dam, then the person would get lashes for eating shrotzim, for eating creepy crawly things, not because he ate blood. V'dam dagim v'chagavim taharim, and the blood of fish and of locusts, that's actually kosher. And mutter l'chatchila, one can eat it outright if he wants to. Aval tzarech sheyeh b'dam dagim kashkashim, sheyokiach alav shehu dam dagim b'mnei maris ha'ayin. But if one, for whatever reason, wants to drink fish blood, he has to put the scales in it so a person will know from that sign that this is fish blood and not think that he's drinking animal blood, similar to how one's supposed to put almonds on almond milk so that one will know it's not regular milk if he has it with meat. V'dam ha'adam aser medivrei sofrim, and human blood is prohibited rabbinically. Kishapirish min ha'adam, when it's separated from the person, v'ein lokin alav, and one would not receive lashes for it. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. And I checked, there are, in fact, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.